You seem to play really well as of late against Macon, one of the top teams in the league. What's the secret?
I think our team matches well against Macon and Birmingham, a team that plays a bit more structured. We have to get better at playing those run-and-gun teams, Knoxville, Fayetteville. They kind of just go up the ice, not a lot of structure, just throwing pucks. And, we have to be more disciplined in those games, and they're finding ways to score on us right now.
When you play some of those other teams, do you sort of fall into their style of play?
Yeah, I guess that might be part of it. We kind of fall into a bit of run and gun with them and get away from our structure a little bit.
We're talking with Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs head coach Dan Bremner. He's on the bus going to Macon. Forward Dylan Fox just went up to the ECHL. That's 6 Rail Yard Dogs that are called up right now. Does that mean you're a pretty good judge of talent?
I'd like to take all the credit, but, you know, they're good players, and they deserve their opportunities up there. So I think it's part of, minor league hockey. You see it happening to every team right now. It's a great opportunity for your depth guys to step into bigger roles. And I'm excited to see what some of our guys can do the next few games.
You've got back-to-back games with Macon this weekend, there and home, with 2 long bus trips. Any tricks on keeping your guys fresh?
No tricks. I mean, in my mind, this is a 2-2, and there's no excuses not to be fresh on the second night. You know, we're used to doing 3-3, sometimes all in different cities. So, as far as I'm concerned, this is a pretty easy trip.
And Dan, finally, Dan Bremner, the team is .500 again. Would you like to put that 50-50 mark in the rearview mirror once and for all soon?
Yeah, it would be nice, wouldn't it, instead of just teetering over and then falling back to it. That's definitely part of finding some consistency. It'll be nice to get back to a regular schedule now that the holidays are past.